US Defence Department's awarded a $3 million grant to Australian researchers to find the causes of endometriosis. It's a poorly understood disease with cells from the lining of the uterus growing in other parts of the body like the bowel or bladder and forming lesions. About 700,000 Australian women have it. It's painful and it stops some young women finishing school and working full-time and living the intensively physical life of a soldier. Rebecca Hewitt reports.
Olivia Hicks was 26 when she was diagnosed with endometriosis after 13 years of doctors, tests and inconclusive results. Now at 30, she's undergone surgery twice, relies on opiates for pain relief and feels unwell so often she has little sick leave left.
I come to work and I look healthy because on the outside I look fine. However, on the inside, I'm not. It's such a debilitating condition. I don't think people actually realise the extent of the pain.
1 in 10 women of reproductive age have endometriosis, but treatments are patchy and there is no cure. Stem cell researcher Professor Caroline Gargett from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research at Melbourne's Monash University has been studying the disease for years. She's identified three types of cells that appear to play a role.
What we've been doing over some time is identifying and characterising adult stem cells in the endometrium, the lining of the uterus, and we believe it's these cells that are involved in establishing the lesions. And there's a genetic component.
Now research into the disease will be boosted thanks to a $3 million grant from the US Department of Defence. As Professor Gargett explains, the US military is funding the study because of the disease's impact on female soldiers, who now make up about 20% of the US military.
Those women, which we estimate are about 2% of the US Army population, cannot be at their peak fitness that is required for their role.
The researchers hope to get a better understanding of abnormal stem cell behaviours in women with the disease. Genetics expert Grant Montgomery from the University of Queensland.
It's a question of isolating those cells and then looking at how our genetic risk factors might change the behaviour of those cells and therefore perhaps increase the risk of initiating endometriosis.
And ultimately, the aim of the research is to help develop a drug to treat the disease. For Olivia, that could be life-changing.
I think having a quality of life where you don't have to take pain relief around with you every day would be incredible, not to have this burden with you 24/7.
The study is expected to run for 3 years.
Rebecca Hewitt reporting there.